Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf Mem Dalid. We were holding in the middle of a very, very fascinating story. What was the fascinating story? We had first a machloket between Rav and Shmuel. If you want to go back on Mem Gimel Omid Beis, in the middle of the Omid, where it said, Itmar Torbitz Haveshet. Torbitz Haveshet, Rashi explained, means that the very, very beginning of the esophagus, the beginning of the food pipe, Rashi calls it Mokin Dibukoi Belechi. That part of the food pipe which is still attached, or which begins from the outset, from the jaw, from the cheek. So you mean that's the base of Bliya. That's exactly the place where an animal swallows, at the very beginning of the Veshet. So we had a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, and the machloikis had two facets to it. Number one, if there happens to be some sort of cut into the turbits of Veshet, what's the din? So in our Mishnah we learned that in the Veshet generally, the halacha is even a nekiv b'mashehu makes this animal into a treifa. And Rav says the same thing applies to the turbits of Veshet. There's no discrimination here. Turbits of Veshet is just like the rest of the Veshet, no difference whatsoever in shape or form, exactly the same. B'mashehu. And Rav said, you know why I hold this b'mashehu? Because I hold this mokim shchitzahu. I hold the turbits of Veshet is mamish, just like the rest of the Veshet. Just like the rest of the Veshet, you can go and shecht from top to bottom. So too, the halacha of a nekiv b'mashehu is matrif. Same thing over here. No difference. Shmuel said, no. That in fact you cannot shecht at the mokim turbits of Veshet, because that's not a mokim shchita. It's like the halacha of hagroma that we had by the corner, which means that you can only shecht in the zone of shechita, not higher, not lower. Turbitz of Eishet is not part of that zone. No good, it's not the mokim shechita. And since, therefore, it doesn't have the same halachic status and quality as the rest of the Eishet, the halach is just like the corner, that it's only going to become treif beroiv. If roiv of the turbitz of Eishet has been severed, then it becomes treif. Okay. Then the Gemara told us the story about Rava. What happened about Rava? There was an animal that came in front of Rava that in fact they shechted it initially in the turbits of Veshet, and the Shoichet shechted it at an angle, so it started off higher on the Veshet in the turbits of Veshet, but then made its way down to the rest of the Veshet. And then when you looked at the Shechita, at the cut, you saw that at the very, very top, the turbits of Veshet, the Shoichet had only cut a mashu, and then he continued down further to the rest of the Veshet, we did the full Shechita. So now, what should be the din? So the Choyra, both according to Rav and according to Shmuel, it should be kosher. Why should it be kosher? Because according to Rav, that happens to be the Mokum Mashchita. Just like you can go and check down below, you can check up above. There's no difference. So he checked it, and he did a good Shechita, and everything is fine. It's Kusha V'Yusha. According to Shmuel, it should be Kusha V'Yusha, because even though according to Shmuel, he started a little bit too high, but he only made a small nick, a small Mashu Nekiv in the Turbitz Veshet. 98% of the Shechita was down below in the regular Veshet. Shmuel holds that the only Psul by Turbitz Veshet is Beruba. He didn't have Ruba. He says, Kusha V'Yusha. Kim Tzigayin Rav, and he says, no. Ramina Alei Chumid Rav Chumid Shmuel. I'm going to combine the chumras of Rav and Shmuel and make the thing treif. What are the chumras of Rav and Shmuel? Number one, according to Rav, you only need the kuvasi b'mashu. Boom! It was cut b'mashu. Oh, you said, but according to Rav, it's not a problem. You can continue cutting. It's mokum shechita. No. In that, I pass on like Shmuel. That what? It's not mokum shechita. Since it's not mokum shechita, it's no good. And it is a perforation, is a small hole there, b'mashu, it's treif. Didn't you go and take on the Shmuel, the shear is Beroiv? Yeah, but I don't hold like Rav. Shmuel, I hold like Rav. Rav holds B'mashu. Aye, but Rav holds his Mokim Shechita, but I hold like Shmuel, but I hold his Lav Mokim Shechita. So he combines two chumras which L'choira are somewhat contradictory or inconsistent, and he smashes them together and says, boom, this behemoth is treif. Rav Abba heard about this, and Rav Abba said, go and tell Rava that he should go and pay damages to the owner of this animal for being matrifit, because he did so incorrectly. Because we have a famous Chazal. And that's the Chazal that we started quoting at the bottom of the Amud, three lines from the bottom. La'oilam hilchus ha'gidiri Beis Hill. We always pass it like Beis Hill. V'aroitz laskid Beis Shammai, oisa, gidiri Beis Hill, oisa. If you want to go and choose and pick between Beis Shammai and Beis Hill, you have full discretion. You can go and choose Beis Shammai and Beis Hill. Uri already yesterday was puzzled by that. That's a term that we're borrowing from Barry. How could that be? Since the halacha is you have to pass it like Beis Hill. How can you go and say you can do Kidiri Beis Shammai? And we said we're going to address that today in Mir Tishem. Have you been able to sleep overnight because of the Shaila? I could see that you are lost sleep over it. And the Gemara continues now. Mekule Beis Shammai, Mekule Beis Hill. If you always zuch the kulis, in other words, in English they call that forum shopping. You always go and try to find the rabbi that's always going to be Mekel. Every Shaila you have, you go and ask 12 separate rabbis, Rabbi Smith and Rabbi Jones and Rabbi Rosenberg and Rabbi Greenberg and Rabbi Greenstein and this one and that one.
Eventually, you're able to do everything.
Exactly. And you find the cool in each one. This one, Rabbi Smith. Rabbi Smith, he's a good Ladar. I think he's great. He's wonderful. He's a cool. I'm asking. The next Shaila that he has, Rabbi Smith is a Machmen. No, Rabbi Smith, he's not my rabbi. You know, I always go to Rabbi Jones. He has the cool. He does that constantly. He does that. Rosh says in Gemara, can't go and take the whole Torah and be lenient everywhere and anywhere and share it. You got to have a consistent path in halacha with a Rebbe and a Messiah. If you do Mechumah Beishamah, Mechumah Beisilel, if a person is Machmer, always like Beishamah Beisil, all of a Kosovoi Machsil Bechoshecholach, he's like an imbecile that's walking in the darkness. So the Parshat Pshat, of course, is that you got to do like the Gemara says, Eli Ike Beishamah Kikulein Ukechumrein, Ike Beisil Kikulein Ukechumrein. Go and choose for yourself a Rav, and then go and decide who you're going to go to for all of your shaylas, and sometimes it'll be Mekel, sometimes it'll be Machmir, but you go with your Ruv. And anybody asks you, how did you do X, Y, and Z? That's what my Ruv Paskin. But I see in this something else. That's what my Ruv Paskin. You go with your Ruv. Rashi adds a knach over here, and Rashi says, when it says that a Mechumre Beishamay, Mechumre Beisil, all of a Kosovoyim Haksil, Bechoshech Hoylech, not so simple. Because after all, what happens if you have a Grace Elachid, like we have people, Baruch Hashem, here in Arbis Medish, Kikutze Shalud, we have to go and daven. It's not enough that you go and daven at 7:19, the morning's going to be 7:19 and 43 seconds. It shouldn't be a second early, a second late. I won't mention any names, but you know what, in Zragaba, Baruch Hashem. So therefore, he's Machmer, Kikutze Shalud, and every single halacha. So it's not surprising in them to Chumra, in them to Chumra, because he wants to be sure. So Rashi says that this halacha only applies when there is an internal contradiction by taking the chumras of everyone. Where do you find such a contradiction? So we had a couple of days already ago in the Gemara. If you have the skeleton of either a person or chas shalom a person or the havdil behema, then it depends on when what the halach is. What do you mean? What are you talking about? Normally, if a person were to go and touch a sheret, he becomes tamei. If he goes and touches a nevela, he becomes tamei. Magul masa. When it talks about a person, then we have what's called tumas oil. Again, in the beginning of Parashas Sukkos, kol hashayir ba'oil, chalabola oil, chayir ba'oil, tamei shivas yamim, tumas oil. Now, what means tumas oil? If a person goes into a house and nebuch is do a mess, it's a very messy situation. Nebuch, everybody becomes tamei. Always find out, even today, you hear about a Kohen who lives in a building, and then he heard that somebody, one of the tenants, was somebody else, he runs out, etc. Tumas Oil. Now, Tumas Oil doesn't only apply if you had the whole mess, but even if you have, for instance, Roiv Minyan or Roiv Binyan. Roiv Minyan means you have the majority of the 248 Evarim, you have at least 125. Or Roiv Binyan means that you have the skeletal remains. It's all, you know, even when you have any of the flesh left, you just have all the bones. What happens if you're missing some of those bones? So now we have a machlok between Beis Shammai and Beis Hill. If you have missing vertebrae, what's the halacha? Says Beis Shammai, if you have a whole skeleton over there, and you have two vertebrae missing, then there's no tumah, because it's not the full school of skeletal remains. However, if only one vertebrae is missing, Tamei, this oil is Tamei. So even though one vertebrae is missing, it's Tamei. So only if two are missing, then I'm missing skeletal remains, then there's no Tamei. Beisul, on the other hand, is Mekel. He says, even if only one vertebrae is missing, just one is missing, no Tamei. Nothing to worry about. Okay, that's Hilchois, Tumas oil by a mess. What happens now, Lehavdil, we're going to go now to a Behaima. What happens now, we go and check the Behaima, we check the spinal column. Hey! there's missing vertebrae. What do we do? Is that a trefa? Is that not a trefa? According to Beis Shammai, if it's missing two, it's a trefa. But if it's missing only one, it's not a trefa. Uh-huh. What about according to Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel said even one is missing, it's a trefa. Kum tachois, the gabi hilchois mes and tumas oyu, Beis Shammai was the one that was machmir, and said even though one is missing in the vertebrae, no, it's still intact, it's still a skeleton. Tuma. According to Beis Hillel, one is missing? No tuma. Why? Because you're not, you don't have the whole skeleton. Now when it comes to hilchois tarfis by Behaima, here, in the case of the mess, it was Beis Shammai who was Machmir, Beis Hillel who was Mekel. Now, when you're talking about the mess, it's the other way around. What's, you know, by Tarfis, it's the other way around. How's the other way around? You have a behemoth which missing one vertebrae, says Beis Shammai, still kosher. Only if it's missing two, that's considered to be a psachatich lugas kabin. It's missing two. Then it's trefa, then it's not kosher. But if it's only missing one, it's kosher. So therefore, Beis Shammai is Mekel. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, says, it's missing one. Oh, no, this is a treifa. It's missing one. One, very choshev. And so therefore, Beis Hillel comes out that he is Machmir. Aha. So we have the identical case, both by an Odom and by a Behema. By an Odom, we have that the Machloik is Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is the Machmir. Beis Hillel is the Mekel. When you talk about a Behema, it's Beis Shammai who's the Mekel, and Beis Hillel is the Machmir. So what happens if you have two separate situations where you have Nebuchadnezzar inside the room, Rachman Litzlan, missing, for instance, two vertebrae. What does Beis Shammai say? Machmir. What does Beis Hillel? Beis Shammai says, now, not two vertebrae. It's missing one vertebrae. Beis Shammai says, in such a situation, it's tummy. Aha. No. Beis Shammai says, the Gabi Tumas, oh, if it's missing one vertebrae, it's still tummy. If it's missing two, it's tar. If it's missing one, it's tummy, because it's still considered to be the whole thing together, so he is machmir. In the next room, somebody just shechted an animal. We opened up the animal, and we find that it's missing one vertebrae. What does Beis Shammai say in such a situation? It's Beis Shammai would say it's kosher. What does Beis Hillel say? No good, it's missing one vertebrae. He's the machmir. So now, if one rov were to go and say, in the case of the oil, I'm going to go and follow Beis Shammai l'chumra. In the case of the Behem, I'm going to follow Beis Hillel l'chumra. That's the more. Make up your mind. Can an animal live with only one missing vertebrae or only with two missing vertebrae? It's the exact same situation. Therefore, in a case where it's Sasra and Ahadadi, where the two are soisa, they are inconsistent and contradict each other, that's considered Aksil b'choy shechoylech. Good. All of that is very, very fascinating, but the Gemara's kasha is two kashas. First kasha, Hagufa kasha. This is Uri's kasha of yesterday. We started this chazal here on the bottom. Lo oilam hilchasuk veisil, faroitz alaskid reishamay oisif. Right, the Gemara, Hagufa kasha, Amarti, you said, Amrith. Lo oilam alokhid veisil. So we always pass veisil. Vahadetani, varoitz alaskid reishamay oisif. Yasa. Right, the make up your mind. If there's a loch is like veisil, then you can't say, but if you want to, you know, veishamay oishkafelach. Make up your mind. Kan koidim baskol, kan liachar baskol. What does that mean? Elsewhere, the Gemara tells us that there was a machloikis for a long period of time between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And how are we going to paskin? Come to baskol, came from Shammai, and the baskol says, we always paskin like Beis Hillel, except for some lone exceptions. But normally we always paskin like Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara, that we sit down at the bottom, La'oilam hilchasik dir Beis Hillel, that's talking about after the Baskol came down from Shammai. That it continues on, V'roi tzalasik dir Beis Shammai, V'kotim Beis Hillel oisa, that's talking about before the Baskol. Heard it's out of order, because after all, it should be the other way, and mukta mulcha batayra, should be the other way around. You should first go and say, V'roi tzalasik dir Beis Shammai, oisa, dir Beis Hillel oisa, before the Baskol, and after the Baskol. Now the locha is Kedivre Beisil. So that's teretz number one. Anybody say teretz number two? After the Acher Baskoil, even after the Baskoil, there's a machloikis raging in this Braisa. And it's not that this is one statement of one Tana, but rather these are two separate statements. It's Sumer the Acher Baskoil. For Rabbi Shui, the Amrei Mashkichem with Baskoil. What does he want me to say? There was a Baskoil that came out after the machloikis Beis Shammai and Beisil, and the Baskol said we paskin like Beis Hillel. That's why it says Oilam Hilchos Gid Beis Hillel. Good, based on a Baskol. However, there was a famous story of Taner Shalach Noi, where there was a whole machloikas the Gavi and Taner that was
in the Chachamim.
Reb Elazar wanted to go and prove that he was right and the Chachamim were wrong, and he said Amas Amayim Yechiyach. He said Christ the Beis Hamedrash Yechiyach.
The Dekel also the tree.
Yes, exactly. And then finally he said The Torah should, the Kadosh Baruch Hu should go and send out a baskel, and guess what happened? A baskel came from the Shemayim and said,
but still, you have to listen to the majority, right?
Oh, that's what Reb Lezer said. You hear there was a baskel that said, like me. Reb Yeshua said, hey, mashkichim a baskel. Forget about baskels.
The majority of the people.
Down below, we don't go about baskels up above. Exactly.
Because Reb Lezer is Reb Lezer ben Hurkan is noted for being a follower of Beis Shammai and the baskel, and he's trying to book a baskel, but the baskel also says, halacha kebeis.
Uh-huh.
So he censors himself. He said, listen to a baskel. The baskel supports me, but the baskel also says, halacha kebeis hillel.
So it's interesting that you point that out, because that's really Tosis's point at the top of the Amud. Tosis asked, Tema, the kaimulan kebeis hillel shem baskel. The kaimulan, der blaze shemutzi, he go and put him in chayim.
Right.
We don't follow that baskel. He said, the baskel came out. So here in this baskel, you do listen to, and this baskel, you don't listen to. So, Lamaisa, that's the teret on the Gemara here on the bottom. When it says, Oyun Vechzin Reis Hillel, we follow the baskel. When it says, Reis Laskin Reis Shammai, that's like Rabbi Yeshua that says, we don't follow the baskel. So there's a machloikis. But bottom line is, Lamaisa today, we baskin like Beis Hillel because of that baskel. At the same time, we hold that we do not follow the blazer, even though a baskel came down in a Shammai that a blazer is right. So make up your mind. It wasn't a bona fide baskel. It was just a kibbut baskel to make Reb Lezer happy. Reb Lezer, don't be upset. After all, Reb Lezer in Hercules. Ah, the Gadol Hadar. So we don't want him never to go out with Agmas Nefesh and Shabachin Nefesh. So Reb Yishlom sent him a kiss from Shemayim and said, Reb Lezer, we love you. You're great. You're wonderful. Baskel and else and else. And else. So we don't pass him like Reb Lezer after everything is said and done.
Shmuti also has the implication of follower Beis Shammai.
Shammai, right. He's in fact a couple of shots in one Shmuti. Good. Anyway, so continuing back to our Gemara, so we emphasize the inconsistency in this price itself. But let's go back to the original Kasha. We asked the Kasha on Rava schlept a Chumrah from here and a Chumrah from there. And this is taka like the case of the Treifa and the Oil, where the two Chumras are Saisa.
Same physiological principle, the outcome is different.
Exactly, the same physiological principle. Wow, these are such big words. Now what? If you're going to go and tell me that the turbits of Veshit is just like the rest of the Veshit, okay, send in the Kuvasei B'mashu, and the Shechita is fine. If you're going to say, no, it's a different quality than the rest of the Veshit, okay, so then the Locha should be only Berubai, and here the only the cut was B'mashu. So what was the problem, and what's going on? Why did Rava say that it's strife? Freiti Moromiko Mokam Kasha Omer of Tavus Kula Kirav Avda. Really, Rava was not following a Chumrah of this one, a Chumrah of that one. He was going consistent with Rav. One with Kisun Rav. Tchi Osa Rami Bar Yecheskel Omar. When Rami Bar Yecheskel came on the scene, he said, Loi Tzitzisa Lahu Lahani Kloli Dekail Yehuda Ochi Mishmei Derav. Even though Rabbi Yehuda was not mentioned yesterday in the Gemara. However, Rashi points out that frequently when we are referring to Rav, really it's Rav Yehuda that's repeating in the name of Rav, even if the Gemara doesn't quote Rav Yehuda by name. And in fact, we find often on Rav Yehuda Marav, on Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. So the Gemara tells us now a secret that yesterday's Rav was really Rav Yehuda saying in the name of Rav. Now, don't make a mistake between Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, and the Rav Yehuda was is the Amoira. He was the brother of Rami Bar Yecheskel. His name was Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yecheskel. And you remember there was another Gemara where they fashamed Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yecheskel, and they said Shuska. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, he was standing online in the Shlachtos, and they were. They kind of mocked him, whatever. But getting back to the Gemara, so Yehuda was a son, a brother of Rami Bar Yecheskel, and Rabbi Yecheskel said, you know, you heard that yesterday, the Gemara of Rav, that was my brother of Yehuda that was quoting Rav, but that's not really what Rav said. You know what Rav really said? Hachi Amar Rav. Veishet nasta by chachamim shir. When it comes to the Veishet, it's not that you can go and check all the way from first inch until the final inch, but rather there is a shear, meaning that there is a zone of shechita, just like by the kana. Just like by the kana, we said there's a din of hagrama. You can't just check anywhere. If you go and check the Tabas HaGdoyla, you have a machloikis. In the Shibri Koiva, Lamala Mishibri Koiva, we had all types of shiurim in the Gemara before. Same thing when it comes to the Vesh, there also there's a shiur. What did Rav mean by saying that Veshin meant Mecham Shir? He meant to say Mechlal, the Turbid Zaveshin, Lav Mokim Shchitu. That Eina Chanami, the Turbid Zaveshin, you're not allowed to Shecht. Not like we said yesterday that Rav Omar bin Mashu Mokim Shchitu, but Rav holds you're not allowed to Shecht in the Turbid Zaveshin. Just like Shmuel. No machloikis. Where is the machloikis? The machloikis is what's the shiur to go and make the animal to be a treifa. The Kamar, and he said, notwithstanding the fact, lag mochshchitu, the same thing applies, it's a mashu. In other words, the gabi tarfus makes no difference whether it's tevesha, turbit tevesha, it's all one and the same. The kuvasai be mashu. The gabi shchitu, no, that's really a different story. You cannot shecht and turbit tevesha, you can only shecht down below. Ah, what happened to this shoichet? This shoichet shechted by the turbis of Eshet, where both Rav and Shmuel hold Lav Mokim Shchitu. You know the shecht over there. And what did the person do? He made a hole in the Turbat Zaveshet before he continued down with his land. And if you make a hole, says Rav, you made a hole in the Turbat Zaveshet. Ay, ay, ay! Now it's treifa! So the kasha on Rav was, good. Fine, it's a mashu, but you're allowed to go. You're allowed to go and shecht there. So just keep on shechting, and everything is fine. But you're not allowed to shecht there because the real Rav says Rami by Yecheskel holds that you're not allowed to shecht. So you started off improperly up above at the Turbat Zaveshet. You made a hole. It's true that you continue down below, but before you finish your shechita, you already made it. Before you started your shechita, when the knife started going at an angle into the Mokam of Eshet, you already made a hole in the Turbat Zaveshet. So already that moment, a nakev in the Turbat Zaveshet, it's treif. That's why he was makif. Now that's not the Lashon HaGemara yesterday, yes, right, which is what Barry is already focusing on. If you look at the Gemara yesterday, you see that Rava said, let's go back to the Rava of yesterday, Omer Rav, it's about 10 lines from the bottom, 12 lines from the bottom. Ramina alei chumri derav v'chumri deshmul v'terif nalei. Chumri derav v'yomer rav v'mashu. Ah, he said mokim shchitu, you pass the shmul. The lah mokim shchitu. Eh, shmul v'rubay, rav v'mashu.
So where is this quote, rav mokim shchitu, who, if it's not, if it's not a makom shchita, it's a grama, why is this? Why are these words functioning in the Gemara?
So what you're saying is that Rami by Yecheskel's pshat is a beautiful pshat, but that's not what Rava said. Exactly right. So that's not only your kasha, but Toises asks his kasha. If you look at the second Toises, Kula Karav Avda Vahodi Amrinan the El Ramin Alei Chumri Derav Chumri Deshmul Hain LeMaidas Al Kedaitoch, meaning apparently, although Toises doesn't speak it out, but apparently what Toises is saying is that Rava didn't use those words. Rava said that it's treif. And the Olam, based on the prior Gemara, said, you know how Rava came to such a psak. It must be that he took the chumris of Rav and the chumris of Shmuel. Because if he's talking only a libid Rav, or only a libid Shmuel, it's kusha miyusha. Muzduch zayin lefi the solka daitach, according to how Rav Yehuda quoted Rav, I am going to explain, says the Gemara, that Rava probably took the Chumrah of Rav here and the Chumrah of Shmuel, and he put them together, and that's how Rav Abba got so upset. How could he do something like that? Says Rav Bar Yecheskel, that's not what the basis of Rava's psak was, because Rava followed the real Rav, not the distorted Rav as quoted by my brother Reb Yehuda. And what was the real Rav? The real Rav said that you cannot shech by the Turbat Zaveshet. And if you go and shecht over there by making a hole, you have a hole in the Veshet, and the whole thing is treif, even before you began your shechita down below.
So the Turbat Zaveshet, he has the chumras of both. It's the Veshet as far as being a treif with the mashihu, but it's not a makom shechita.
Exactly.
It's like Veshet as the chumras, not the posek who's implying it.
Exactly.
It's the hetza, not the gabra, as it
were. All right.
Okay.
Fine. Very good. Good. So we have a period after the Kumbh Mashu, and that's the end of the story. But now that we have concluded that according to Rami by Yecheskel, Rav says, Veshet Nosa Bechachamim Shior, so that there is this zone of Shechita, where Lamala you cannot, and Lamata you cannot. So where does the zone begin, and where does the zone end? By the Kana, we know where the zone begins. We have that Homachloikis in the Mishnah, and then the Gemara said eventually, Shipri Koiva. You have that koiva on top of the tabasag doila, etc., etc. So now the Gemara says, but what's the shiur by the veshet? Oh, Where does it start from? Omer Reb Nachman ad kidei tefisas yad. What means tefisas yad? Rashi says that if the shoicher or a person were to hold on to the veshit from the outset, from the turbits of veshit downwards, and he puts on three or four fingers, that width of the three or four fingers, which is berach 3 or 4 inches or something like that, that like a tefach, if it's full 4 fingers, since Rashi is 3 or 4, it sounds like a 3/4 of a tefach, 70%. Yeah, whatever. So that shear, that you cannot go and check. No, that's too high up. No. Lamata had kama. Where does it end? So now the end of the veshit ends up by the first of the four stomachs, and the first stomach is the keres. And so therefore says Yimar ad kama, Amram Nachman, Amr Rabba Baravua, ad kidei shiyasir. What does ad kidei shiyasir mean? That means from the point where you start finding seir here, on the here, H-A-I-R, and you find it over here, H-E-R-E, on the keres apnimi. If you look at Rashi about 8 lines lower than we are in the Gemara. We're going to talk about it. Very good. I don't know we're talking about a cow, because we're going to see later on in the Gemara there might be a distinction between a behemoth duck and a behemoth gasa. But in terms of the pun, that was excellent. Anyway, so Rashi said, Mokim Shiasir, Shiyesh Shom Seyar, Shigoyrin Besakin Mikeres Apnimi. In other words, the very outside of the Keres Apnimi, there's here over there, and when you want to get to the keres apnimi, you have to go and be goyer, you have to go and cut off the hair which is standing there, which is there. Mitzakin. So basically, your veshit goes all the way until the keres apnimi, where you start having the growth of hair. Aha. Freshly more. Any. Momra bin Omar Geneva Mishmeidarav. Tefach beveshit samach lekeres zeu keres apnimi. The keres apnimi doesn't start where the hair begins at the outset of the keres, but rather the veshit itself, the last shtikula, veshit samach lekeres. It doesn't say what the shear is, twice, 3 inches, 5 inches, 2 inches, whatever. The veshit samach lekeres, that is called the keres apnimi. So in other words, at the place of the merge of the esophagus, the veshit, and the first stomach, Rav says, even before you hit the stomach, that last, it's tefach, shetach, tefach beveshit sumach lekeres, doesn't just say veshit sumach lekeres, tefach beveshit sumach lekeres, that tefach of 4 inches, right before you hit the keres, that's already keres. And the Gemara is assuming that, why is Rav telling us this? That this is no longer the zone of shechita. So now I have a stira. A second ago you said that according to Rav, you can go all the way to the keres until the seyer, until the hair. And now he's saying, no, not until the hair, but over there. You got to do a tefach before, because the tefach before is already the keres. You can't go and shecht into the keres. Am I oibazaki kashachet the keres kashachet? According to you, that can go all the way to the keres. But Rav said, no, the first tefach or the last tefach before you get to the keres is already keres. So you're not shechting veishit, you're shechting keres. Everymore aima, you misquoted. You said tefach beveishit sumach lekeres. It's tefach bekeres sumach leveishit. Zeu keres apnimi. What does he mean to say? Back in our Mishnah, we distinguish between the keres hapnimi and the keres hachitzoina. Do you agree, doctor?
I was unclear
what that meant. And now we're going to try to clarify. That's the reason why we have a Gemara. Because the Mishnah on the surface sometimes can be unclear. So what did it say back in the Mishnah Daf Mem?
Yeah, it's clear the Gemara couple.
But you have a different view than okay. Anyway, let's go back to the Mishnah Mem Beis Amud Aleph. If you go almost halfway down the Mishnah, about 7 lines in, the Mishnah says Hakeres Hapnimius Shenikva Anekev Treif Nikra Roiv Hachitzoina. If it's not the Keres Hapnimius, the Keres Hachitzoina, then it's the shear is Bekriya, is with a cut Beroiv. Here it's a Nekev, and here it's Beroiv. Almost the same like the Torah B'Tzavashit, according to Shmuel. Torah B'Tzavashit is Beroiv, the rest of the B'Tzavashit is Mitamashu. Here too, but the Keres Pnimius, Anekev. Oh, Chitzoina, Nikarai. Now the question is, what do you mean? Keres Pnimius, Keres Chitzoina, with the two different Keres? There's only one Keres. So, if you have one of these good picture books, you'll see that part of the Keres is enclosed or covered over by the rib cage, and that's the Pnimius, that's the inside. And then the rest of it extends beyond the ribcage, and it's just out in the open. So apparently, because of the fact that it has this protective wall, almost like a Mexican wall that protects it from all sides, which is very, very important for national security. Anyway, so the point is that gives us a certain amount of stability and coverage and protection. So even if it's a neck, okay. But if it comes out, anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so Gemara says, I have another way of defining what the Keres HaPanim looks like. You look at where the Seir begins. Where the Seir begins, that's where you have the Keres. So getting back to our Gemara, Zokti Gemara Nochamu, Eima Tefach Bekeres Samach Leveshet Zeu Keres HaPanimi. You want to be able to describe on the Keres which is Panimi and which is Chitayna, the Tefach which is closest to the Veshet. In other words, the definition of Keres HaPanimi is the first Tefach of the Keres. So this has nothing to do with Hilcha Shechita. We're not describing where the Veshet ends or continues. What we're saying is where the Keres begins and has the din of the Nekid B'mashu, that's the first part of the Keres, the Tefach, which is close to the Veshet. But as far as the Veshet is concerned, the Veshet goes all the way up till the Keres, until the Keres begins, that's where the Veshet ends. So really there is no Shir Lamata, there's only a Shir Lamala, those 3 or 4 inches Kedei Tfisas Yach. And if you say, no, Rabshatki, Karma Rav, but Toira. Rav, he was talking about Toira. Toira means a shor, an ox, a cow. This is what you remember that Uri was speaking about before. We're talking about a cow. Oh, by a cow de Mahir Tve. What does all of that mean? So if you look at the last Rashi before the wide lines, Kikom Rav, Tefach Beveshet, that it's called Keres. That was the original Shat. That the last shtickel of the veshet is called keres. That's betoyer the maser tvei. Shehaseir nichnas betoyer haveshet tefach. Even though technically it's still a long pipe, it's still a veshet. But if you look at the last tefach in the veshet, you see there's already an accumulation of hair growth. And therefore that's already the beginning of the keres. You see that the hair is starting to grow like in the keres. So until that mokum haseir. So according to the second pshat, there is a shir lamata, where? Only by an ox or by a cow. Because by a cow, since there's sayer that's creeping up from the keres into the patient, that last step of the patient, then you cannot go and shacht, because it's had a shtickle keres already, and it's no longer traditional.
Mechanically, it's possibly been shacht over there.
It's so low, right.
And unless you can pull it, no, so it's a question, can you displace?
About displaced is the next shtickle Gemara. Thank you, that was mamish, a beautiful segue. So we put it 2 dots over here and we start the next shtickle. Omer Nachman Omer Shmuel. Turbat Zaveshet Shenitl Kuloi Milechi. Whenever the Turbat Zaveshet has been displaced. Not that it's been ripped out of the animal. The animal could not possibly live without a Veshet or Turbat Zaveshet. But it's Nitl Kuloi Milechi means that it's been displaced, it's been removed.
Dislocated.
Dislocated, detached. Any other nice cinnamons that people can think about? Anyway, that can think of. Shenitl kul milechi was taken out of the jaw, and now it's kind of dangling a little bit higher, a little bit lower. It's not in its regular place. Nevertheless, it's kosher. As long as there's no perforation, there's no hole, there's no roiv, there's no nekev, kosher. V'danatuna. And we have, in fact, a braisa which supports that. Nitl alechi atachtin. The braisa, maybe there's a Mishnah on Daf Nundalit. The Mishnah on Daf Nundalit starts off Eilu Kshesh.
Right.
Our Mishnah is the Eilu Treif, and those are the Kshesh. Anyway, so what does it say in that Mishnah? Nitl alechi atachtin. If the lechi atachtin, that bottom jaw, bottom cheek, is also displaced, kosher, it's kosher nevertheless. Okay, so madach, the whole lechi is kind of detached and displaced. Certainly, the interpretation, if it's displaced, it's okay. Maskim the rabbah v'ikar ikar simanim. I always learned from the beginning of the sech that there are 5 halachas. What are the 5? So of course everybody knows adrasa, mechia, metachlada, metam. But one of them happens to be ikar simanim. Ikar simanim means that the pipes are out of place. So l'chayda, how do you say the interpretation to nitl is kosher? It's ikar simanim. It's dislocated. What's going on?
Well, interpretation
used to have a problem with this.
Sorry, no. Zechrona levracha. Exactly right.
How could the tubas of Veshet be displaced and the Veshet not be displaced? I mean, they're connected, it's one pipe.
Exactly, that's Gemara's kasha. You're telling me it's kosher, but the whole concept of ikar simanim means that the simanim are not in their right place, that they're moving around. So in Bazoi, this is ein lecha movement gedoyla mizu, that it's nitl kula melachi. So what's going on? Frank Gemara, Rapapa asks a kasha on Rav Nachman and Mishmur, kasha masnisen, and the Mishnah zuktach, nitl lechi atachtin kosher, and you just said ikar simanim. How did the two work together? Eventually, must see there are popular kash and shkefel. Had the akiyakuri, had the igum igumi me ilui simanim. What does he mean? The Ikar Ikurim means that the Simonim are nekar from their place, and they're not where they're supposed to be. They're supposed to be nicely and beautifully there between the Or, which is the outside hide, and the Mafrekis, and they're supposed to be right in the middle. Instead, they move to the right, they move to the left. They're kind of dangling in the middle there, where they're not supposed to. No, Ikar Simonim. Ha the Igum Igume Mi'ilui Simonim means that the Basar that separates between the oir of the Beis HaShechita, that outside skin. And when you get to the two simonim, there is basar over there. Some of that has been cut away. Igum igumi. Me'ili ha-simonim. Ah, that being the case, since we don't have that buffer zone of the basar that usually insulates the two simonim from the oir to the mafrekis, that's been cut away. So now the two simonim, in a sense, are out of place within the Lechi region because they're not where they would normally be. They have an opportunity to move back and forth. In such a case, it would still be kosher. If we look at the Rashi, and right in the middle of the wide lines down below, the Ikar Ikure, so the Rashi, Ikar Siman, Kishenekar Havdeshe Min Alechi Umin Abasar. The Gantza Lechi has been dislocated, dislodged from where it was moored inside the Lechi in the Basar. That is Ikar Simonim. That's strength. Had the Igum Igumi Mi'ili Simonim Grashi Shenigmam HaLechi Min HaBasar Shemutal HaSimonim. You have from that Basar which was licked, which is normally on top of the Simonim, Bein HaLechi V'HaSimon, that kind of that buffer zone between Lechi and Simon, the Lav Ikarhu Shasimonim Urim HaBasar. The Simonim are still there in one place. The Lechi on its own happens to be removed, or the Basar between the Lechi and the Simonim happens to be misplaced, but where the Simonim are supposed to be, they're still insulated with their own Basar. They're still attached together, they're still fine. It's just the rest of the Lechi where there is a problem. Aha. So therefore, says Rav Papa, if it's just the rest of the Lechi, but the Simonim are still basically in their place, that's not a problem. The only problem is if the Simonim get dislodged and dislocated and etc. But if the rest of the Lechi has problems, then that's okay. El Shmuel Kasha. Shmuel, however, said that even if there is a dislocation of the Turbat HaVesher itself, that's problematic. And he says it's kosher. We hold the Ikar Simonim is treif. When Shmuel said Turbat HaVesher Shenitl, he didn't mean Kuloi. Shenitl Ruboi Milechi, that's kosher. But if it's Nitl Kuloi, why did that say Ikar Simonim? Even so, he used the word kulay. He meant rubai kikulay, but only by rife. Rabbi Chana says the name is Shmuel. Same Shmuel that we just had. The simanim shen adal hu beruban treifa. That simanim that only became the style only beruban, not the ganza. Rife. That's all to treifa. You're telling me the distinction according to Shmuel is rubai or kulay, and rubai is okay. Here you have Shmuel saying rubai is not okay. It's treif. Amr of shishbrei avidi had ikbal ikpuli. Hasan Ifrik Ifruki. What is it between Ikbal Ikpuli and Ifrik Ifruki? We go again to the Rashi, four lines from the bottom. Ikbal Ikpuli Sheniklaf Me'al HaBasar. Even though the word is Kofel Kuf Pei Lamed, we really read it like it's Kuf Lamed Pei, Niklaf. Klipa means the outside, such a covering, such a membrane on top. Ikbal Kamai V'Niklaf V'Doyimolai V'Kiplu HaSavonim V'Nesech T'Soita. And you have the same concept, L'Mush L'Gabi, the word Keves and Kevesh. Keves and Kesev are the same word, even though they are inverted letters.
Interchangeable.
Oh, that's the word. I was looking for interchangeable. So Nikla Mi'al HaBasar, so if it's cut away from the top of the basar, that's a problem. If Rikafruki Zutashi, Kidover Hanekar Bikoyach, Shenekar Kan Miat, the Kan Maat Ad Rubai, to Oisamita Machuber, Eina Machuber Biyachan, Hilkachlav Chiberu, to Loi Hodubari. So what does Igmar answer? Ifruki means that the attachment of these, of this, Turbits of Eshet and the Veshet to the Kona and the surrounding Basar, Roiv of it was dislocated, but Mirat of it was still attached. Says Rashi, if it was all attached in one place, there's enough stability that it's still kosher. However, if it's only attached a little bit here and a little bit there, that's not enough. Rashi says, Kan ma'at, the Kan ma'at of Ruvay, that Mirat ha-mechubar is not considered to be a chibur at all, and that would taka be a real case of Ikur Siman. So therefore you can have cases where the Ruvay is kosher, and sometimes the Ruvay is treif. when would the merubah be kosher? If the miut at least happens to be centralized in one area, your 25%, your 40% is one place together. So even though 50-60% has become dislocated, but at least it's still attached with as a chaticha rui leskabit. 25%, 30%, 40%. Oh, but if you have 5% there, and 3% there, and 8% there, and 10% there, and you add it all together, the sum doesn't work over here. The parts is more valuable and more important than the total altogether. Okay. So you're right. We have the Mishnah Psuka Gageres. Tana Kam Psuka Gageres Beruba. Our Mishnah doesn't use the term Roiv. The Mishnah just says by the Gageres it's Psukas HaGageres. So what's the shear of Psukas HaGageres? Beruba means 51%. If the Gageres, the Kana, the windpipe is cut, 51%, it's straight.
What's the Lashon, Kana and Gageres?
Those are synonymous terms.
Yeah, I realize, we always say Kana, and the Mishnah seems to prefer Gageres.
I was always of the impression that Gageres is more of a term in fowl, in oif. But you see, our Mishnah talking about Tehemis, never using the term Gageres.
Talking about the Kana, that's what we hear.
Yeah, exactly. Good at. Anyway, but Gageres is the same as Kana. So what's the shear? The shear is Roiv. The Kamaruba, how do you measure Roiv? Rav Omer Roiv Oivya, the Amrila Roiv Chalola is in fact a Shaila, what we mean by Roiv. Now, what means Roiv Oivya and Roiv Chalola? Isn't that basically the same? So Rashi says the Oivya is referring to the thickness of the pipe, meaning of the windpipe, and Roiv Chalola means the thickness of the hollow in the pipe. So, what does all of that mean? If the top of the pipe and the bottom of the windpipe would be exactly the same circumference and the same material and the same everything, so then these two shiurim would be exactly the same. But you remember we learned earlier on in Masechta, it's wider, it's thicker at the top, and it's very thin on the bottom. If you remember, we learned that the tabasa gdoila is the only one that goes around and around. All the other tabois are like a horseshoe or like an upside down U that you have taka tabas, but on the bottom, Rashi said earlier on the Masechta, you just have a ritzur shel basar, and that's mechabre. Ah, so therefore you have a very thick part on top, you have a very thin layer there on the bottom. Therefore, according to Rav, just getting through the whole top, that is already a very large percentage of the total circumference and area of the kana, and therefore once you pass that and go a little bit further into the hollow, you've already gone 50%, because there's been so much thickness at the top and there's very little thickness on the bottom. According to the Amrila Rav Chalola, we ignore the thickness of the ring around the kana. We just look at the hollow of the kana. Once you go and hit 51% of the hollow, that's where the roiv is. So therefore, according to the first chat, roiv oivya is a little bit higher up, because you're also adding to the equation the thickness of the top of the kana, which is much thicker on top than on the bottom. So therefore you get to halfway or 51% already at the 40% line in the halal ha-kana. Well, according to the second man, the Rav Chalola, no, you have to go ignore the thickness of the ring around it or the walls of the kana, but you have to think in terms of the hollow of the kana. Once you get hit 51%, but you say that's where it becomes trafe.
Or similarly, would that also be true for Shechita? That is, that the Shechita of Rov.
Right.
I mean, phrased by an oath.
I understand.
An oath. Not in a behemoth, because you need two simonim, but in an oath.
But behemoth, you also need Rov of two simonim.
Right.
He has the same shaila.
No, I'm saying, by an oath, where you need one simon.
Right.
If you cut only the kana.
Mm-hmm.
So if you cut insufficiently, you didn't reach the 50% of halal. According to one opinion, it's not a sufficient shechita.
Mm-hmm.
And the other opinion would be it is a sufficient.
Absolutely correct.
It would be a chumrah of one, a chumrah that would be consistent.
You're asking a very good question. The Gemara doesn't address hilcha shechita. I don't know what they would hold by shechita. But the identical question that you asked by oif would also apply to a behemah. Behemah, of course, you have to go and check the veishit as well. But put aside the veishit. You have to go and check roiv of both. Is the roiv of the kana, do you measure it only by the thickness plus the hollow until you get 51%? Or do you only look at the hollow and that's where you get the 50%? That'd be grace enough to mean Allah. How deep?
60-70%
exactly.
of the larger circumference.
Exactly right. So the Gemara doesn't address that basis. You have to look in the Mepharshim. Maybe the Gemara will address it somewhere else. Anyway, he pesukas hagerus asod the kami derav. There was taka such a shayla came in front of the Rav. Now, remember, here in the Amud Aleph, just says, Tana kama pesukas hagerus, the kamaruba rav omar Reif Pavia, for Amri La Reif Chalala. There were two different opinions as to what Rav really held. So the Pesuk Zagias came in front of Rav, Yosef Kabadik Leiber Reif Oivia, and he decided to go with the first Shita of the Reif Oivia, and that of course is a Chumra, because if you've hit already the 51% line, including the circumference and the width of the top of the Gargaris, that's not halfway down yet the Chalala, so he'd be matrefit when the Amri La Reif Chalala would say, no, it's still kosher because it hasn't gotten that deep yet into the Kana. So Omele Rav Kana Ravasi L'Rav Limartanu Rabbeinu B'Reif Chalala. We understood from you that your psak is likely the Amri La Reif Chalala, not the Reif Oivya, so therefore you should be Mekel and you should say it's okay because it's only 40%, for instance, of the cut in the middle of the Kana. We didn't get to 51%. Anyway, Rav didn't respond. Instead, he said, you know what? I wash my hands from the whole thing. He sent it to Rav Chana. You decide. He sent it to Rav Chana. He went according to the more Mekel Dikashita. Rav Chana, he says, kosher. And not only that, and he himself, Rav Chana, went to the same butcher that he was just machshir now, and he himself bought from that behema the place Istri Pshiti Bistra. He bought Basar for the sum of 13 Istri Pshita. That's the name of a Madbea, like an Isser. So he bought 13 Isser of Basar from him. Frank Dimara, a whole series of questions. Question number one, how could he go and say that it's kosher? Since Rav had already paskin that it's osur, that it's treif, how? Because he was boidik b'roif oivya, and therefore according to Rav, it's already beyond roif oivya, and it's treif. So how could Rav B'chana say, yeah, roif chalala, and it's kosher?
I have a question. So Rav sent it to him, Shadresh.
He understood, but nevertheless, since Rav was being boidik b'roif oivya, it certainly sounds like Rav felt that this is treif. And that's why the Talmidim said, hey, Rebbe, why even Reif Oivya? Go Reif Chalala. So how Rav B'chana should say, if the Rebbe said it's treif, who am I to go and disagree? So if you want Shani Och, the Rav Li Oser Mesa, Bekim Do Oire B'chacham, so stop. Li Oser Mesa. We never said, Rav never gave out a psak, Oser Treif. We just saw from the fact that Rav was measuring with his measuring stick, or his measuring line, to see Reif Oivya, so we're assuming that Rav was on the verge of saying it's treif. But the Maisi didn't say it was treif. So Rav Kana, Rav Asi said, well, stop. Rav, don't issue your psak yet. Don't you hold Reif Chalala? Rav says, you know what? I'm not getting involved. Send to Rav Bukhan. Since he didn't specifically say Asr, so then any Rav is permitted to go and say whatever he wants. So this question of Chacham She Asr in Chaber She Lahatir doesn't apply. Fait Mar, Kim Dari Bachacham, Hechi Acham Mina, Bachsiv, Ba'oimer Hashem Alikim, Hine Nafshe Loi Mitama, Venuvela Trefa Loi Chalti, Min Urai the Ad Arta, Vle Ba Befi Basar Pigal. We had this Gemara already a few days ago. This is a quote from Yecheskel, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying in a Vua about Yecheskel that bad things are going to happen. And Yecheskel said, why do I deserve this? Hine Nafshe Loi Mitama. I didn't profane my nefesh. I didn't make my nefesh tameh. What does that mean? Shalei hard to be young, levide tumah. But I was very, very careful about my thought processes throughout the day, not to have any improper thoughts. When avayla treif liyachalti, shlei yachalti baser kois kois mi oilam. Kois kois means shecht shecht. What means shecht shecht? If a behemah is a behemah misukenes, where the owner says, show you could quickly shecht it before it dies. I never ate from such an animal where that the Shoichet was instructed, Schnell, go and check, because they didn't want to get involved in Behemoth Sukkot. Now we're not talking about real Basar Pigel, but we mean that if a Chacham already was ready, even if he paskin leheter, but the fact that we needed to ask a Chacham, that already makes him to Basar Pigel, and therefore I wouldn't go and eat from any Asik Ben Ashayla. Automatically, it's treif, even if the Chacham said it is kosher.
Why was the Basar Pigel here? What
was the question? Wasn't the same question?
It's a Basar. There's a shaila on it. Why is it being called Basar Pigel again?
You see, from Zayin on the days.
We were here last week, yeah.
Yeah. So we didn't say that from Zayin.
Remember, I'm asking you.
Okay. You had the same Gemara over there.
Right. The Babi Pigel Basar Pigel.
What does that mean, Basar Pigel? So Chalti Mehem Shahir B'Chacham.
Right.
Do you remember the Gemara? You're with me?
I'm here.
It's a little bit further down. Yeah, by the funny, the feed, Basa Pigel, Shlechal, Tum, Hemish, Hayu, Bachacham. Yeah, so how is that called Pigel? So Rashi doesn't address that. The Marsha, back on Daf Lamed Zayin, does address that. The Marsha says, what means pigle? Pigle means that it was an improper thought, which is a thought that would cause this korban to be disqualified. Here, the fact that the owner brought it to the Chacham means that he had a thought that apparently this animal may be a treifa, maybe an avela, maybe a treifa. Otherwise, why is he bringing it to the Chacham? So that thought is like a machsheves pigel in a sense. That's what the Gemara is afraid of. That's what the Mashal said.
Thank you.
No problem. Do you remember that? Anyway, that was the Mashal. But getting back to our Gemara, Nachamu, Vihalmendu, Shebacham, Shimrim Nosan, Amrush, Lechaltim, Mahemish, Lehomu, Matan, Lesea. That they said, I never ate from such a... means that they didn't give out the matonis, and that in itself was a gun to Shaila. Matonis over here is not referring to Trumas and Mises, it's referring to...
Zroel Keva.
And there's a Shaila, in fact, we're going to have later on in Masechta, whether or not the rest of the animals considered to be Tevel if you didn't give the matonis. Anyway, Cheskel Hanovi took a very, very strict interpretation of that halacha, and he said, if you didn't give the Tzrei L'chavi a keva, you're not allowed to eat from it. I never ate from the Bengal. And if you remember, Rashi said, even though he was a Koyin, Yecheskel Ben Buzi a Koyin. So even though, who gets the Tzrei L'chavi a keva? The Koyin. So the Koyin shouldn't be a problem for him. No, he was very machmir. Anyway, what do we see from this Masim at Yecheskel? That we see that a person should be careful not to eat from a behemah shahoyre b'chochem. And that's the halacha. Yecheskel afterwards is saying, I was really machmah myself and I was an erlich eid and I was... So, but the Gemara means to say is, a person on the stature of Rabbi Bachana l'chayr, he should have also followed in the footsteps of Yecheskel in that respect, that if it was a hoyre b'chochem, it should be possible. Everyone had him in the middle of the dalian b'svara. He said, if it's something which is totally in a svara, in a svara zay, svara zay, you can go and move. So then, once heard about chacham, then don't, he would just ask the chacham the shayla, don't get involved, don't go and eat from it, because since it's a milta totally the svara, maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong. Stay away. But Rabbi Bachana Agamre Samach. Exactly, he had a suffix. He was Soymech Agamre. Gamre over here means his Gemara, his Mesoira. Rabbi Bachana remembered distinctly that he heard from Rav or from Shmuel or from Rabbi Yochanan that the shear is a shear of Roiv Chalola. So you can go and try to justify as much as possible. I think it should be Oiv, it should be Azai, it should be Azai. I have a Mesoira, this is my Mesoira, that you always go foster this din of Reif Chalala. It was Baruch Hashem, it wasn't Reif Chalala, it's not Reif. So you asked the Chacham, you didn't have to ask the Chacham. I could tell you immediately, it's not Reif Chalala, nothing to talk about. How was Rabbi Chana able to eat from this? People are going to be choishid that he did some sort of quid pro quo with the butcher and he kind of winked him. I'm going to say it's kosher and then you're going to sell it to me.
Discount.
Exactly.
Give me a deal.
Tisanya, Donas Adim Zika. All of them are allowed to go and take, meaning, even though the edus that they said, or the judge that decided the case, as a result of that psak and a result of their edus, they're going to be able to take from it. Stay away. For instance, the classic case would be a case of, for instance, a shayla of reguna, and you have Edom that come and say, yeah, we know for sure that the husband died and everything is never cleared, and therefore she's an almana and you can go and remarry. And then one of them goes and proposes and goes and marries her. So,
can we translate cure, please?
Cure means anything which appears unseemly.
Thank you.
The perception is sishmeknish, fishy, dirty, soil.
A smell test.
Okay. Oh, so stay away from anything that looks unseemly. So he was like, had Rabbi Chana go and eat from it. What does he mean to say? If you're going into a store, we're able to go negotiate the price, and you go and say to the storekeeper, I'm not going to pay five, but I'm willing to pay four or three, two, and you negotiate. Blah, blah, blah. So then you can go and say that maybe the storekeeper gave him a break on it, because the whole thing was based on a shuma, negotiation, an estimate, assessment, blah, blah, blah. Then you can go and say, here, there was a big sign up there that meat from this animal, $7.99 a pound.
On sale,
yeah, clearance sale, $7.99 a pound.
It's going to spoil, especially meat, it's going to spoil.
Good, and they put it on the scale, it was 3 pounds, 3 times $7.99 is a fraction less than $24, and he paid the $24, and there were no bargains, no discounts, nothing. So it's mochach that he didn't get any quid pro quo, any benefit from this plaque. And the Gemara tells us the story. Ki hod Rava Shora Trefta. Here it says Rava, but on the side it says it's really Rava. That's going to be important because Rava was an item of.
Rav Chizda.
So Rav Ashara Trefta, he was matter at Trefa. Vizam Mina Bisra, and he himself ate from that basar. He went and bought from the storekeeper the Trefa, and he bought Amali Bas Rav Chizda, meaning his wife. His wife said to Rava, Mrs. Rava said to Rava, oh, that's what you did. Abba Shari Bukhra, my father, meaning Rav Chizda, he was matir b'chayim, v'loizav minei bisra, and he would not go and eat from the b'chor that he was matir. And Rashi points out, even though he was a kohen, he wouldn't go and eat from that basar. The Rashi is a pella, because Gemara in Masechet is, I think b'chayra says, and probably b'chayra is a mishnah machlokes misham b'beisil, and b'beisil says, that a bechor which is brought in the Beis HaMikdash is only mutar l'kahana. But a bechor which is a balmum, that you're eating in chutz l'Beis HaMikdash, is mutar to everybody, even a regular Yisrael. So the question is, why did Rashi have to go and say, that even though my father happens to be a kohen, and he was matar, this bechor, he wouldn't eat from it. What to make a bechor, a lady Yisrael, makes absolutely no difference. Anyway, the Mashah talks about it, the Mashah says, two pshatim. One of the pshatim says the Mashah is, that even though Rav Chizda wanted to be machmir like Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel, even a Yisrael is allowed to eat b'chor mum. But according to Beis Shammai, it says b'chor mum is only mutar l'kahanim. My father was a kohen, was a kohen, and he wouldn't go and buy from b'chor that he himself was matir. So if you had Balaam that owned a new b'chor animal, and they come to the roof, Rav Chizda, and they say to him, does this b'chor have a mum or not? You see over there, there's a mark over there, there's a scratch. Is that enough for a mum to be able to go and check it? He was matir. You say, yeah, but he wouldn't go and buy basa from it. And you, my husband, unfortunately, you're falling by comparison to my father. You went and paskin that this treifa is kosher, and you bought from it. Amalah. So Rava said to Revitzin, "Hani mili bukhra the ashuma mizdabin." When it comes to bukhar, which is a balmum, there you don't sell it the itlis, you don't sell it the litra with weight and all the rest.
It's a bizarre kachim.
A bizarre kachim. All the kachim that are psulim magdashim, you are allowed to go and sell the litra, and you're allowed to go and sell the itlis. And the reason for that, because the other psulim magdashim, where does the money go? It's going to go to the gizba to go and buy other kabbanis to put into the besmeidish.
So you get the best price.
But you get the best price. Even though there's somewhat of a denigration to the psulim magdashim, if you're selling it out in the public,
it's worth it.
It's worth it. Ah, but by bechor, the only value is going to go and be given to the owner of this bechor. The kohen, presumably, that owns this bechor. See, he's the one that's going to get the benefit. Well, since it's a private benefit, not a public benefit, then we are more concerned about the covet of the bechor, and we don't go and sell it belitra. If you don't sell it belitra, that means that when the owner sells it now, he has to go and pick it up, and he says, I'm not sure, maybe 2 pounds, 3 pounds, what happened? I'm not exactly sure. I think it's 2 pounds. Okay, I'll sell it to you for 2 pounds. So since it's based on kind of a negotiation, so there, Rav Chizda said, I'm very nervous. People are going to go and say, really, it's 3 or 4 pounds. Well, because of the fact that I did matoiv and I said that it's kosher.
He's giving you a secret discount.
A secret discount. Here we're talking about regular meat that's sold out in the yatke, sold out in the store. $7.99 a pound. You wait and finish. No shyly here of some sort of discount. So my ikar. Oh, so maybe you're going to go and tell me that the problem over here is mishum umtsa ma'aliyasa. Okay, it's taka true that Rava Bachana and Rava all got it for the same posted price. But as you know, among the different cuts of meat, you have shoulder steak and you have rib steak and you have the pastrami and you have the flanken and you have this type of meat and that type of meat. Maybe as a result of my being machshir the dreifa, they're going to give him umtsum aliyasa, going to be from the best cuts. No, since I happen to be the Ruva, Tamar Chochem, they're always machaving me every single time. Every time I come into the Yafka, they always give me from the best slices, having nothing to do with the Psak Halacha. So therefore, I have not gotten any benefit whatsoever from the fact that I was machshir a treif.
The term used for store is what again?
Yafka, yeah.
Yatkin is a store?
Not a holy store, Yatkin, it sells meat.
Yes, thank you.
No problem. Omer of Chiz. Eizehu Tamar Chochem. What's a Tamar Chochem? Zeroya Trey for the Atzmai. What means Zeroya for Trey for the Atzmai? He is obviously an Erlecha Tamar Chochem. That he has his own behema. There was a Shaila in Tarfis. He looked at it. There were Tzedodim Lekula and Tzedodim Lechomer. And he says, you know what? I'm going to be Machmer for myself. It's easy to be Machmer for Yemen. But to be Machmer for yourself, it causes a Madrega. Does a real tamachach. The Amar of Chizah, Ezeu Sein Matan Tzicha, Ezeu Roya Trefa Liatzvai. A person who, again, Aruf, he paskins that this is not kosher, it's his own animal, he's losing as a result. That's a person who's Sein Matan is saying, I don't want any freebies in this world. If it's kosher, it's kosher, it's not kosher, not kosher, forget about it. I'm not going to get involved in any type of fraudulent activity. If it's not kosher, take it away. Torah Shmuel Zeder Mishim Rav Chizah. Call me Shekoyne Vishoyne Veroye Treifel Yatzmai Vishim Esham Ech Chom Al Vkasav Oyme Yigiy Kabech Yisoychel Ashrecha V'toyv Lach. So the Iker of this is the same as we said before. He's Koyne Vishoyne Veroye Treifel Yatzmai. He paskins. He knows the Lach. It's not just, well, I'm not sure. Let me be Machmer. Let me on the safe side. Like many people today. I don't know. Yo, Nish. That's the easy way out. No, he knew every prima godam, he knew every single shach, and he knew every single taz, and he knew shulchan aruch cold. But he said it's treifa, that type of thing. He gave that he's going to earn his keep in an honest way. Only question is vikim deran v'shimish tamid chachamim. So perhaps the Shimshon Mincham really should be before the right Treifel Atzmai. Kol Mishakoyre V'Shoyne V'Shimshon Mincham. So therefore, he knows the Halach is cold. He really knows it's stark. Then, and he's right Treifel Atzmai, and he's still passing the Treifel. Zikin Kabech Yisoych Hashach V'Treifel Lach. Oh, Ashim Oyle Mazel. Like Yimar says, Rav Zira Omar Zoych Benoych Shnei Alamis Oyle Mazel Oyle Maba Ashach Oyle Mazel V'Treifel Lach Li'Oylam Ha'Ba. The Marsha said that he heard a pshat from someone. It's not exactly fitting into the Lashon HaGemara. But he said, someone told him a pshat, that a person who is koyre v'shoyne v'royre treifel atzmoy, he is machmir, and he says, it's treif, taka, he's a zera v'or liyid, ki yekepech, yisoy chashach v'treifel. What happens if he's shimish tamid chacham, and as a result of being mishamish tamid chacham, he knows how to differentiate in hair-splitting Talmudic distinctions. And as a result, he was able to go, in fact, be machshir this behema. Based on a chivas Rabbi Kiva Ege, chivas Nayda Behuda, chivas Rabbi Chaim, or whatever. He was able to go and be matir it. In such a case, then it's toivla ulam mazen ulam abba. Why? Because since he's been machshir, he's able to have a nice suda, good quality, fresh meat on this world. And he gets his chala ulam abba, the Baruch Hashem, he paskin la'alocha the way he's supposed to be. That is kosher. So therefore, it doesn't really fit into the Lashon HaGemara, because the Gemara is going to call me Shekhar, you know, take for the Atzma, you should have Chom, or the Chasavayim. But the way that Chacham told the Marsha, says the Marsha, call me Shekhar, you should have a prayer, Atzma, you pass it, that it's Treifa, okay, Ashrecha Boil HaMazeh. Oh, I'm sorry, Ashrecha Boil HaMazeh. He can't eat it Boil HaMazeh, he loses money, it's his.
This is Shekhar Boil HaMazeh.
It's Shekhar Boil HaMazeh, but he doesn't get Shekhar Boil HaMazeh. But if he's Shemesh Tamid HaChamim, and as a result, he taken knows where the Goyin Ram Mishu, the Goyin Ram Bik, and the Goyin, this is how they would a paskin that it was taka kosher, and based on that, he was able to go and say it's kosher. Then he has shrech velamazah and velamabah because he's able to eat it here and get the full value of this behema and not lose anything by calling it a treif.
Yes, Gemara.
I'm sorry.
Rashi means Gemara.
Yeah, the shimshon mincham was means Gemara. Correct.
So balbatish can you say that's from what? What's
Koyra means he knows the Torah Shemachsab. Shoyra means he knows the Mishnah.
Uh-huh. So, and if you want, I mean, Balbatish, you can also say something else. You can say like this. So Shoyra Baroya, so he learns. But until you have Shemesh, until you actually, like, you learn, you actually work in Shemesh in Paschal Shailas, whether it be whatever.
That's basically what the Marsha is saying in the back. Exactly.
Roe
means he's Paschkins.
Shemesh, if it says then Shemesh knows, even if you know how to get your Shoknoch, unless you get down dirty with the
Gemara says, God Shemusha Yoisa Milimuda. Having on the job training Shemesh by grace of Tamar Chacham is worth more than learning
all Exactly
right. So here in these Gemaras, it's Daf Chav Ches in the Marsha, in the old. It was used to be Tafches. If you want to take a look at it,
Memchas.
Otto. Can you imagine different Gemaras? Okay. In the Dafi Hamarsha, it's Mem Dalet Amid Beis, Vashtei Tov. Haroya Treifel Atzmai. This is the second of the smaller lettering. The small lettering is the Agarata. So to Marsha, Ayin Perishashi. V'shemati Pirush HaPosik B'zeh. I heard a pshat. Sh'oima Ashi Kol Yirei Hashem Ahoylech B'drachah. Yeah. Okay, keep on going. Chavkas, Mamkas. Yeah, okay. This is the second piece of the Marsha in the small letters, which means in the Agadata. Haroi treif la'atzmai ayin pish. Rashi v'shamati pirish apostik zesh oime. Ashiko yirei Hashem ha'hoylech. Now, The Gemara didn't quote that pasuk. Our Gemara only quoted the pasuk Yikabech Yisoych Hashech L'Toivla. But at the beginning of this pasuk, right before that pasuk, it says, Ashrei Voil, praiseworthy is Kol Yirei Hashem, person has Yirei Shemaim, Hoylech goes and follows in the foots of Hashem. Ratzalayman. Mishba liyodi safik tarfis. Vahu yorias Hashem who machmal atzmoi misafik lachla, misafik lachla. He's machmal because of the suffering, he doesn't eat it. No, that is he ashrav boilam abba. Shemona atzmi misafik traifa. Havikia kapelcha kisoich Hashem wa toivlach. What is that talking about? Yishlamal yaseira. Dahainu shemiyagea atzmoi vikap of limtze heter lisfekoi. The gia kapecha means he's miyagea and he goes over the chulas again and again and again, another prima godam and another shach and another taz, and he goes to shulchan aruch and nochmul tor and he goes, until he's able to find limtze heter lepiskoi. Ad sheoichlo, until he finds that you can take a lot to go and eat it after all. He nezash zoicha beis elamois. He's eating it, Baruch Hashem, so he has the benefit of this world. Not only that he eats it, if the person owns this behemoth, he's not going to eat the whole behemoth, but he's able to go and sell it. He's able to sell it as glatt kosher or kosher, he gets a major benefit. If it turns out it's treif, he's going to have to sell it for akum or klavim, which is, of course, at a great discount, at a great loss. And it's all tevlam abash, he said, geya nafshim betoira, the yegia, the schar, that he was miyageh to find the psak to say that it's not kosher. Anyway, that's not the Pashup Shah Gemara, but says, Mashua Shemate heard this prayer. Getting back to our Gemara Nachamul, we're down to the last five lines at the bottom. Rebbe Lozik and Mashadu Lehman Bey Ben Sia, Midi, when they would go and send him from the Beis HaNasi something to eat, like a present, Teshlach Munis, Leishokli wouldn't take it. And if they invited him into the Beis HaNasi, also he wouldn't go. Why? Don't you want me to live? So that's the connection in the previous Gemara, which says that a person should be a Sayyidah Matanis, and with that he will be able to live. When they would go and send him Matanis Leshakal, he wouldn't take it. However, when they invited him to come to a Psachas and a Bamitz, whatever, Ozli he went. Why? It's not that they're giving me something, I'm giving them something. The reason why they invited me is because they wanted to be able to go and say, oh, you know, was that the great Rav Zeira, the Gadol was there, blah, blah, blah. Say, I'm giving cover to them. I'm happy to go and give them cover. I don't want anything from them, but I'm happy to go and give to others. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael Zagevich.